condemnation of North Korea's reported nuclear test came from all around the world. The European Union termed North Korea's acts irresponsible. Russia called the test a serious blow to international efforts to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons. North Korea's neighbors expressed particular alarm. Japanese Prime Minister Taro Aso said the test cannot be accepted. South Korea called it a threat to world peace. Even North Korea's closest ally, China, joined the chorus of disapproval. The World's Mary Kay Magstead sent us this report from Beijing.
China's main state-run TV news this evening got to North Korea's nuclear test about 25 minutes into a 30-minute newscast. That was after the features on a car company and on a program to help the elderly. When the North Korean story did come up, the anchor read from a short foreign ministry statement. The statement said China is resolutely opposed to the nuclear test, and it calls on North Korea to abide by its denuclearization promises, stop any actions that could worsen the situation, and return to the six-party talks. Strong words, but not as strong as when North Korea conducted its first nuclear test in 2006. China called that test brazen. Back then, China took what for it was the rare step of signing on to a UN statement that criticized North Korea and imposed sanctions. However, China first made sure the sanctions were just on luxury goods. And even then, observers in China's border towns said they saw ample evidence that luxury goods were still getting through. So were a lot of other goods, in both directions. China's annual trade and investment in North Korea comes out to $2 billion, much of it at preferential terms. China is also North Korea's main supplier of food and fuel. It's all part of an effort to keep its neighbor stable and in its orbit as a counterbalance to the U.S. presence in South Korea and Japan. But there are signs that stability in North Korea could soon become an issue. At last month's meeting of North Korea's legislature, leader Kim Jong-il appeared frail after an apparently serious illness. Daniel Pinkston is the representative in Seoul for the International Crisis Group. He says at last month's meeting, some North Korean officials were shuffled to new positions. He says those with new power may now be maneuvering to ensure themselves positions in a post-Kim North Korea.
If you display any weakness or signs of weakness, certainly your challengers could take advantage of that internally. So in this kind of scenario, you see it's very clear that it plays into the hands of hardliners. It's difficult to be conciliatory or compromising in that type of situation.
That puts China in a tricky spot. It may want to support the status quo in North Korea, yet stay agile enough to do business with whoever succeeds Kim Jong-il. China appears to feel less of a direct threat from North Korea's nukes than other countries in the region do. But Daniel Pinkston says if North Korea does settle in as a nuclear power, there would be consequences for China.
Rearming of Japan, response of Japan, the U.S., South Korea in the region. So we're probably going to see more missile defense and military responses that China is not going to be comfortable with.
There's already talk about more talks, the regional kind that China has hosted over the past 6 years. But some Chinese analysts are quietly suggesting that the world may just have to get used to a nuclear North Korea. They say maybe the world should view the nukes as a security blanket for an insecure regime rather than as a threat. The question is whether North Korea's other neighbors can accept that, and if not, how far they'll go to do something about it. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.